Well, this is the Advanced Lifestyle Call. This is Nancy, and I'm in sunny Cleveland. And if anybody is there, I'd like to welcome you to the call, whether you've been here before or you're new to the call. Somebody just came in. I'm going to say hello.
Good morning, Nancy. This is Linda Brown.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
Thanks for saying hello. I was talking to myself, which I don't like to do.
Well, I just signed on, so I'm just saying I had problems giving a dog pills, so I would have been on time. I hope you're well. I've at least gotten rid of two dogs, so I'm not babysitting anymore, so my life is easier.
That's for sure. Remind me to get back to something to tell you, Lee, that I heard in my Tai Chi class yesterday. Who else?
I bought the tape and I haven't used it.
The Tai Chi tape?
Yes, and I think probably I'm glad you're telling me and I should watch it and do it.
I don't know how it would be doing it from a tape, but you know, it's certainly is easier than going out, obviously. But since mine is right next door, it makes it kind of really convenient. The only thing is I have to shower and get dressed and put makeup on and all those good things. But, yeah.
Well, the problem is that ours is a big class, but I have to sit in a chair, and she puts me right up in front, and I can't really, you know, do it. So I bought the tape thinking I could do it better at home.
Well, she said yesterday, and she has said last week also, if you need to sit down, that's okay. In fact, one woman, it was a woman who sat next to me last week, was at the end, so I wasn't watching her. I don't know at what point she did. I know she has bad knees, but she did sit down. And at the end of that exercise, the teacher, you know, credited her with knowing that she needed to sit down and doing it. So, you know, I think the teacher makes a huge difference. I said that last week.
I do have a good teacher.
Yeah, I think I really do.
Well, I think what you're telling me, and I know this isn't on our discussion, but I think I should learn some of the movements with part of the problem and then go back to the class.
I don't know, because we did nothing yesterday that we did the week before.
Oh, well, we do.
Uh-huh.
She starts so that she gets the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Who else is on?
Good morning. This is Onita.
Good morning, Onita. How are you?
All right.
Good. Anyone else want to say hello?
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. How are you?
Good.
Anybody else?
Good morning. I'm clearing my throat. Excuse me.
Sure. How's your morning voice? It's early out there. You're entitled. Anybody else want to say hello? Okay. As we were talking 2 minutes ago about Tai Chi, the instructor started the class yesterday. Someone had put on her chair an article, and we talked about that. I remember on the old lifestyle, we talked about it occasionally. The pharmacy, what's it called? People's Pharmacy, I think, with Joe Graydon. And someone put an article on her chair from the newspaper questioning, was it about turmeric or about something? Red rice yeast extract. Sound familiar? And the woman that she was reading it, the woman next to me said, where do you get it? I said, I have it every day. But it was questioning what if this is good to use and can it lower your cholesterol? And yes, it is in fact good to use. It has been shown to be as effective as statins. And one last caveat the instructor added at the end, which I was not aware of, it is a blood thinner. And so anyone who is on Coumadin or any of the other blood thinners needs to talk to their doctor about this.
Okay, I heard your whole conversation except the name of what you were taking.
It's the red rice yeast extract that's in the Siaga.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it? I thought that's where it is. I know I've read it.
What is it called?
It's red rice yeast or red yeast rice extract.
Oh, okay.
Which, what is it, Donita?
I think it's red yeast rice. Which
it sounds easier to say the other way. Maybe that's why I always do it.
I think it's red rice yeast because there is red rice. That's a big Oriental thing is red rice.
I was going to say it always sounds backwards when you say it.
Okay, I'm going to pull my bottle out. You're forcing me to do that.
This is Doreen. I have my bottle out. It's called red yeast rice on my,
okay.
And I get the one with the CQ10, CoQ10.
Well, it's also in Tioga, correct?
I think somebody said it was on the Tioga, yeah.
Okay, here we are. Red rice yeast extract on the Tioga. Plus brown rice extract, but red rice yeast extract. That's why I say it that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is in the Tioga, and we're getting it every day, guys. But then it came up, interestingly, about, not cumin, what's the other one?
Turmeric,
thank you. How excellent turmeric is. Listen to, are you listening, Lee? This is for you.
I've heard it already, and I went and bought it at an Indian store, and we tried to use it, and Tom tried to take it, and it just didn't work. But I've heard it's good for Alzheimer's.
I think the test with rats and mice, I guess that's rice, have shown that not only does it reverse Alzheimer's, but it helps prevent it. And the best place to get it, as you just said, is an Indian store where you will get a large tin for $4 and something rather than as a spice in the spice rack section, which is where I got it one time.
That's what I did, but it was just, he just couldn't take it.
Because
of the taste and the powder, and even we tried it in cooking, and it was just too much. And
capsulize it or buy it in capsules.
You know, that's a good idea. Yeah. And I know you can buy empty capsules and make it yourself.
Right. And there's a tray you can get that you just line them up and pour it in. But she said you don't need very much. And she said there wasn't much taste to it. I used to put it, when I had it, I was putting it in our oatmeal, and there was definitely a taste, I thought. But
how
anyway,
much did they say they should take?
She said not very much. You don't need a lot. She said one capsule is plenty.
I'll try it again.
Yeah, since he already has it, I would maybe take two. I don't know.
I gave it to somebody, so I'll go get some more and try it again.
Yeah, so I've got to find an Indian store now, because I'll go back and use that. And she said cumin, which they're related somehow, is much stronger. So.
Thank you.
Sure. I immediately thought of you when she started talking about it. And that's one of the things I like about her, is that she does incorporate other things. There was an aha moment for a woman yesterday, after we finished one of the exercises where you put both arms up and swing them around. And the woman said she has been doing this since last week, and her right arm just wouldn't go. And I later found out this woman had a stroke, and she said all of a sudden on the eighth day it started to move, and she showed how she can move it now. And it was just a matter of persevering and opening up all of the channels to allow that to happen. And so, interestingly, the teacher said to her afterwards, massage that arm. And I told the teacher after the class, I said, I'm going to try to remember next week to bring something that she could massage that would even benefit her more, the magwoid.
Yeah.
And she asked what it was. And I told her, little balls that are in a case that are magnetic. She said, are you talking about me, Ken? I said, yes. I mean, that was kind of weird. Her brother has the matches.
Dennis at Focus on Growth had me on just recently. Had me on a CD, I guess, that's coming out, and he had me talk for about 13 and a half minutes, he said. Anyway, the whole thing is that, again, thanks to you, Ken, all of you, the wearing that headband, Tom is so far ahead of everybody. We had a test here at the house from UCI Irvine. We've been in a lot of tests. I won't let him do medicine. They have tests for medicine, but I won't let him do that kind. It's all just the testing and questions and all that type of thing. And they couldn't believe, going on 6 years, how good he was. We haven't seen anybody like him. And I definitely, I mean, he is on the medicine, Aerosap, which is one of them. But Dr. Mosco suggested that headband about 4 years ago, and honestly, if anybody knows of anybody, I really think it's doing it. I just know it is, because every time we go to a meeting, he's just ahead of everybody. I listen to these poor caregivers, and I just feel so sorry for him, and I just say, thank you, Lord, for you can.
Is it the far infrared or the magnetic that you're using?
It's both.
Okay.
You have the headband.
Okay, the elastomag?
Yeah, the elastomag. And like I said, he's been doing it for some time. And he also, and this, he slept out, he was on heart medicine for over, I don't know how many, about over 15 years. And he slept on that for an irregular heartbeat, and he slept on the mattress pad, and it took one whole year. And he has not had any heart medicine for 14 years. He's in terrific health, and this, as I said, he just has a short-term memory. He's better than any of them, thanks to NECAM. So if you know of anybody that's starting to have memory problems, or you think they may be having the start of Alzheimer's, get them to the doctor for the start of the medicine so that they don't go downhill rapidly, and get that magnetic headband on them.
Thank you, Lynn. Okay, I just want to continue a little bit in the vein that Char started yesterday with people saying the successes that they've had with the program. I want to take the other side of that and talk about anyone who's having challenges that we can help with. Anyone want to talk about something that they have been challenged with and still haven't had a breakthrough? So everybody's doing phenomenally. That's great.
No, I haven't. And I know that it's partly because I've had the soy and things that I shouldn't, but my fibromyalgia and Paget's disease has not really gotten better, but I've been on this 6 months. And that's also something for the Alzheimer's that they say is terrific to be a vegan. And the neurologist even said, that's terrific. I told him we'd become vegan. So it's done tremendous for Tom, 50 points down in cholesterol. Not me, but I am trying to do better with not having the soy or even the soy ice cream. I'm giving it only to him now at nighttime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, soy can be.
So I think that may be the problem, that I may be having too much of the soy oil char. Can you say anything on that? Do you think that could be it?
Any of the oils they talk about as being, and the oils are hidden in so many different things, you know, especially in anything that's processed. So I know that you can read both McDougall and Esselstyn, and they both say the same thing, except Esselstyn's even stronger on it, much more careful with that.
So it should help, if I did that, it should help the fibromyalgia and Paget's disease better.
But I also remember what he said about not, you know, not being concerned about what your actual number is on your cholesterol because of the other things that are taking place.
Right. He answered that letter that I sent out. Yeah. You're right.
So it's not the number, it's what you see and how you feel with what you're dealing with that will be your, you know, motivating factor and also the end result of it, I would say.
Another thing that she brought up yesterday again was acidity in the body, and she used the word magnet, is like a magnet for disease. So, you know, we talked briefly about that chart that I told you about last week. I don't know if any of you went online, but the website that Char passed down has some wonderful information in a chart form about alkaline and acidic foods. And, you know, that could be part of your problem, too. Is your body more acidic than it needs to be or should be, and you want to get it towards a more alkaline state?
Do I remember Char telling us that if we put lemon in water, that also helps for alkalinity?
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
And I haven't been doing that. So I should take about a fourth of a lemon?
You can take whatever amount. I only put, probably a 20th of a lemon in just for the flavor. I'm not really concentrating on the alkalinity of it, but if that lemon is your most alkaline fruit.
The sweeter fruit, the more acidic it will be. Just because we know sugar is acid.
Right, exactly.
And if you think of it that way rather than the way it sounds, you know, lemon is not sweet, so you would think of it as more acidic, but it's not. took me a minute to when you first said that, Shar, I was like, what? That doesn't make sense. But if you think about it as sugar being acidic, the sweeter the fruit, the more acidic
it is. I sort of forgot to do it.
Yeah. And are you eating a lot of fruit? That's another biggie.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But I will start to do the lemons with Shar knows I have so many in the backyard.
Oh, lucky you. I'm jealous.
So wonderful. Still using them.
Anyone else have any challenges that we can talk about?
I don't have a challenge, but could I have that website?
Sure. It's R E N S E, Rents, I guess, .com/1. M, Mary, P, Peter, icons, MPICONS, / acid, alka, all one word, ACIDALKA, .htm. It starts at www.
Could that be sent out on the...
I did, last week.
Okay, then I have it somewhere.
It was with another, it was hooked onto another email that she sent. There were two things on there, and I don't remember what it was called, but whatever she sent out last week. And it was the chart that I have, plus there was another much longer chart ahead of it. Mine is the very last one, I think, that was on that page. So I didn't print it, but I'm going to go back and print the whole thing eventually. Some things I picked up just in the newspaper, and, you know, it, instead of when you're struggling with something, to help you not let it get you down, the article starts out, feel better about your body. And, you know, when you look in the mirror, instead of berating yourself because you're either maintaining or gaining weight and you turn to food as comfort, that's just perpetuating your problem. And easy to do. Yeah. But instead of that, just look in the mirror and no matter what your size, this is where I am today. What do I have to do? You know, don't put yourself down. Don't put your life on hold because you are where you are. But he listed 1, 2, 4 things. Don't tie your self-worth to the number on the scale. Now think about what you, if you were talking to a friend who looked like you do or weighed what you do, what would you say to that person? You'd remind them all the good qualities and offer encouragement rather than criticism. Why don't we do that to ourselves? Don't put your life on hold. Do we put off buying clothes or being active until we lose weight? Then you feel bad and you perpetuate the rut. 20-minute walk can increase your endorphins and get you inspired to do more. Ease up on the pressure. You don't have to work out like the Olympians. Choose an activity you enjoy. Concentrate on how good it feels just to be moving rather than obsessing about how far you still have to go. And acknowledge your efforts. Give yourself credit for what you've accomplished each day. Boost your mood and help keep your difficulty and with weight in perspective. That's the first step to being kind to yourself and building the confidence that's going to last. You know, that bringing up how would you talk to a friend was really an eye-opener for me. People are we're so hard on ourselves. Yet if a friend said, you know, I'm having this real problem, I hate the way I look, I can't stand to get on the scale, you would encourage them. You wouldn't pound them down. So I don't know if any of that helps anybody.
And you know it does me.
Good. Anyone have any questions, thoughts, concerns that we can talk about? Okay.
Nancy?
Yeah.
This is Onita. Have you been reading Dr. Mercola's newsletters?
Occasionally, you know, I for some reason I put off going into those newsletters, whether it's him or Oz or McDougal, because I know I'm going to spend an hour on one newsletter because there's so many links that I want to read.
I know, that's right. But
yeah.
I picked up one on tofu.
Oh.
And he talks about why tofu wrecks your brain and... so I may cause cancer and brain damage, and, of course, I've printed off all the links on that one, but anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that, you know, soy can have some negative impact. Some people just don't do well at all. It's certainly not something that I would want to eat every day.
Yeah.
I think, you know, eating carefully.
It says the fermented, like the tempeh and miso and that type of stuff is okay, but the...
Right. And that's what the chiropractor I've listened to has said for a long time. Yes, fermented, or there was another word, and I forget what that one was. But, yeah, so tofu is not fermented, is that correct?
That's what this says.
Well, tofu is in a different category from your processed soy. I mean, when you look at the process that you're doing with tofu, it's the same as using, you know, part of that in your milk. And because I've made it, and it's what they do to it and how they process it. So that's what you have to be careful of when you're talking about tofu. And also that it's organic and it's not GMO. So, you know, I think he's doing a liberal attack on it when he's saying that. And overall, not that we can't use tofu, because at that point, if he throws out tofu, that's where he and McDougal would butt heads on that subject. And from what I have understood, you know, not an authority, still in this the same way you guys are, and that's researching it, but what I understand about the tofu, and from people that have gone before me and done a whole lot more research for many, many more years, is that you want to be careful of what it is, how it's processed, and you know, what they're doing to it. But in its pure form, tofu is used extensively, not in quantities, but on a regular basis in the Asian countries that prove to have, you know, not the problems we've got. So I would not put that in with processed soy products that you're going to get made in every form, you know, that we don't need. That's my take from, and a lot of it's from McDougal.
Oh, it should be steamed or fermented.
Pardon?
Steamed or fermented soy are okay.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the words.
We just got a sprouts about 4 or 5 blocks of away from us. And I just wondered, I tried to look all around, but for those of you that shop at Sprouts, do they have tempeh?
Yes, they definitely would.
Okay, because I couldn't find it, so I'll just look more.
Whole Foods does, too.
It's no Whole Foods, but I've got a Sprouts that just opened 6 blocks away, so.
It's in the refrigerated section, Lee.
Okay, as I said, I looked and I must have missed it.
It should be in close to where the tofu is.
Okay. Great. Because I found the Veganese, which Tom likes, and also the... stuff for butter that I put on him. He did gain 2 pounds.
Good.
Anyone else have any questions, thoughts, concerns?
Yeah, this is Darlene.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if any of you ladies out there have any suggestions on what's really good for the health of your eyes. I evidently have shingles in my right eye.
Mm.
So the doctor, he gave me a prescription and some drops that go in there. But other than that, he said they don't really have a lot that they can do. You know, it doesn't seem to be affecting my vision, but it's just annoying.
Do you use a sleep mask?
No.
That might help at night.
That might help at night, okay.
What about just rinsing the eye out with pie water?
I've been spritzing the pie water in there.
Are you on the cleanse at all?
Huh?
Yes?
I have, but I haven't been taking it recently.
You might want to consider, and I only say that because the chiropractor says that all disease starts in the intestines.
And oh.
So if you can help clean the, who knows? I don't.
Right. Well, I'm willing to try anything.
Sure. And the liver support, I would, beverages also.
Yeah, and I've been taking the extra jade green zymes and the lactoferrin and the immunity.
Mm.
And doing those. But I guess it's brought on by stress.
Wow.
It's when you think you're controlling everything.
You might sleep with the power mag also, and I'd put it at the head of the bed.
Oh, okay.
And also during the day, on what Anita was saying on the sleep mask, I remember one of the doctors saying intermittently throughout, you take a 5 or 10 minute break and use the sleep mask, which would also level, just to break up the day and sit down and just relax with your eyes shut and put the sleep mask on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I was telling him maybe I just need to go into meditation.
You're not kidding. Steve, and you know, people forget to breathe. And if you want to get away from stress, you can't be in the moment now when you're thinking about anything yesterday or tomorrow, but taking a deep breath slows everything. Just immediately stand there and take a deep breath, and it's amazing how your body just immediately slows.
Mm-hmm.
By that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will try.
If any of you heard, I took this about a year ago. They now have a special shot. I don't know if it's for elderly people or not, since I now figure I'm elderly. But they have a shot so that you avoid shingles.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that to me, and I'm going to call and ask the doctor.
You do. It's something that is it refrigerated. It's expensive, but it ended up that the insurance paid a lot of it. And since my husband had shingles, he didn't take it, but I have never had it, and I did.
Yeah, my brother, some time ago, he had shingles, but he had it other places on his body, I guess. And he said it was very, very painful, and it was awful, you know.
Right.
And I'm sure glad I don't have anything like that. So here I am.
I never realized that it was connected with stress, but then everything else is, so why wouldn't that?
Yeah, the doctor says that they really don't have a reason that you get it other than stress.
Is it painful at all, Darlene, or does it itch?
Early in the morning when I get up, it's sore.
Uh-huh.
Because it's my eyelid, it's swollen a little bit.
Okay.
But then it usually, and I can't stand any sunlight. I have to wear my sunglasses,
mm-hmm.
my hat and stuff. But, it's nothing excruciating pain or nothing like that.
And it's inside your eye, under your eyelid.
It's in the eye, yeah.
Wow, I've never heard of that before.
And he says that it can flare, anytime. I know I was told years ago that I shouldn't allow myself to get a temperature. That,
you know that list on the Rave DVD, and it has all these different things that it helps the vegan, I know it had fibromyalgia, dementia, does anyone remember? Did it say that it helped shingles? Because it had an awful lot of things that it helped.
I don't remember. It's been too long since I saw it.
Yeah.
It certainly can't hurt.
No, No, yeah. And so I really feel blessed because of the eating the way I am eating now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that some of this stuff will subside,
Let us know how it progresses.
It shows that out as far as some of the vegetables might that be, I could eat more than the others, other than carrots. Sweet potato, yes, I eat that lots. And beans, I eat lots of.
Mm-hmm. Do you take many, do you think you're getting enough vitamin C?
Yes. Anyway, but I will call the doctor to ask about that shot at that. Some of those things I don't think would do any good after the fact, but, who knows? I'm not that knowledgeable about it, so.
Yeah, this has been out for, the vaccine has been out for at least a year, I think.
Well, you sure wouldn't want to get it the other places.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll try that cleanse too. I'll go on to that for a little while.
See what happens.
Yeah. So,
anyone else have any questions?
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Dottie. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Yeah, I was hearing them talk about shingles. My husband had the worst case of shingles the doctor has ever seen, and it was blistered, I mean, and he thought it was poison oak, and he was popping the blisters, and I'm telling you, and what it does is the nerve endings, you know, it's very, very, very painful, and he had it on his chest. But anyways, one of the things that would be the naturopath told him not to eat, let me see, nuts, soy, chocolate, and to avoid those foods, because it'll flare up again.
Didn't you say something about B12, too? I'm not sure if I remember that or not when my husband had it.
Huh.
Yeah, well, the vitamins are big on the stress level, so definitely, you know, make sure you're covered on those.
Yeah. So nuts, soy, and chocolate are to be avoided when you have a flare-up.
Ah. I don't think I'm doing much soy, and I don't care for chocolate, so I'm safe there.
Yeah, but the nuts and everything, I mean, it really really took away a lot of the foods that he normally would eat, too. It was kind of hard for him, but...
Hmm.
Sounds like somebody has a... thought machine there. Anybody else have any thoughts, questions, concerns? Thanks for bringing that up, Darlene.
Yes, yes.
Have we covered everybody? Just a quote that I came across. Disease is an accumulation of small insults to the body over time. Interesting, huh?
I believe that.
Yeah. Well, if nobody else has any thoughts, questions?
Hi, Leilana does. I did.
Hi, Leilana.
Adams, Mike Adams, has a website, I think his name is, and last night I was cleaning out my emails, and there was one on rice protein. I'm bringing up my computer now. I was just wondering if anyone, it's a powder. He's a vegan, and he that he doesn't get any residuals from this, but it's really, really good. Oh, Sun Warrior. Has anyone else heard of it?
Mm-hmm. What was the powder? I'm sorry, I missed that.
It's a rice. It's a rice protein powder. No, it's rice protein, I think. Oh, geez, come on, computer. And just so to make sure that he was getting in the protein in his meal.
Yeah, they're doing a rice, and there was an article in the paper yesterday. Hemp is another one that they're using, a hemp protein. And they were touting the benefits of hemp over soy in the article. They were comparing hemp to dairy milk using, you know, as a replacement for milk even. This was hemp and soy and dairy cow milk, and they were comparing the three of them. And so there are other things that are coming into being that we're going to see, and they even talked about the lesser expensive soy milk as being had gone downhill in sales, where these other ones are accelerating because, and you know, it was the fact that people were becoming educated. One, on the processing again that we were talking about, and two, on I believe having the variety and not overdoing one thing.
There's nothing wrong with a whole soy bean.
Are you there?
I don't know whether it's her phone or her connection, but she kind of faded away.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. It's not that there's anything wrong with the soy bean, but soy is only one of many beans, so don't overdo just one thing in diet. It's still, you know, the variety of what you want, but it's also the processing that you want to look at, whether it's a soy or whether it's rice or whether it's hemp or what it is. When they overprocess things, then you've devalued it and you're not getting what you want, and it goes into that refined category, you know, no refined foods. So, you know, we've got more than just one issue when we look at these things, so sometimes, you know, the publicity only comes out on one part of it, and it makes it look bad for the whole segment of it.
I have it now. It's Sun Warrior Protein wins Editor's Choice Award for raw vegan brown rice protein concentrate. And so,
to increase the amount of protein that we're getting in our diet, is that what you're saying?
I'm noticing that I feel that I am losing muscle mass. And this is really worrying me that I'm getting enough protein in my body. And maybe I'm, you know, the secret. Maybe that's what I'm putting out there. But
and you're exercising.
I don't exercise a lot because I've had hip replacement and it's hard for me. But I am using weights now in the morning for my upper body.
Okay.
But I can't do what I did before.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Are you eating any beans?
Yes.
Because those are chock full of
rice.
Yeah, the beans are so full of protein.
You know what? I'm trying to find a place that shows how much of it that you have to eat to replace, like, 3 ounces of meat. And that's what I'm having a hard time on, the quantity of the foods that I'm eating.
Well, I think the one of the guidelines is, you know, 30 grams of protein a day would be incredibly sufficient for us to be able to be healthy. Again, that's what they did, you know, in the in China, and what they were looking at in the Asian countries. We don't need the high amounts. That puts a tax on the kidneys for one. But in the processing, but also that one chart, I'd like to go back to that one chart on page 230 in the China study that gives the simplistic comparison of just eating those vegetables combined, everyday ordinary vegetables, that you can get the same amount of protein that you can out of meat, 1 gram less, 33 to 34. And I can't rattle off all the vegetables, but I mean, I know it was like spinach and potatoes and, oh, I can't, somebody else can rattle in some of the rest of them.
But Campbell was very strong in the book by saying that Americans expect and eat way too much protein anyway.
Right.
Did I hear you say something, Char, about the bladder or kidney infections?
Well, overstressing proteins. Too much protein stresses the kidneys, yes.
Because I get a bladder infection about every 2 months, and I'm taking extra cranberry pills. I thought I heard you say that.
No, I didn't say bladder on that one, but...
You just said kidney. Okay, all right.
Kidney.
Does that help at all, Leilana?
I guess I'm going to have to buy the China study.
Go to Amazon or one of, you know, online. It's much less expensive.
I have the McDougall Quick and Easy Cookbook, and that one has a chart on complete proteins for corn, rice, wheat, potato, too. It lists the minimum amount of complete protein different things in there and recommended amounts, and then how much is in those things. So
What page is that on, if you have it?
Page 50.
Page 50, and it's a quick and easy?
An easy cookbook, yeah.
Okay. I got to take a look at that. Thank you.
Charles, this is LaVon.
Huh?
This is LaVon. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. Did you say 30 grams is what you think is sufficient on protein?
That's what they've arrived at as far as looking at the masses that they studied in China, what they were getting and maintaining incredibly good health. And, of course, those people were getting exercise as they were doing it to maintain the muscle mass. But I think that is totally sufficient. I mean, this idea of we were getting when we were doing lifestyle probably 100 to 150 grams of protein a day if we had counted it all in the vegetables. We were not counting anything in vegetables or grains. We were only counting it from animal product and maybe a little bit of soy. But,
well, I think we become too obsessed with protein because it's been programmed in our brain for so many years.
That's right.
We have been on this eating meatless for, 2 years? We don't even pay much attention to protein, and we just feel wonderful.
Well, and your husband's alive because he did it.
Yeah, very definitely. And anybody that says, hey, you look great, what are you doing? We say, well, you got to do the whole thing. It's not all about one thing. We sleep on a magnetic bed. We drink filtered water. We breathe clean air. We eat properly. You know, it's the whole thing.
And I know how buff your husband has always been, and I know that you had a gym, membership gym on your property. Now, how much is Cy exercising still?
Not very much.
Not very much, and he's maintaining. That was my question that really popped into my mind when we were talking, because I know at times he would spend, what, an hour or two a day in the gym?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, he doesn't.
That has changed, and you're doing other things, and it's just not there at this point, but he's still doing
it. I just think we don't have to worry so much about protein, because when you're eating lots of vegetables and eating a good variety, you're going to get your protein for the day.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good hearing your voice.
Yeah, you too.
Are you on my list, by the way? I bet you're not, because I lost my whole list. I'll make sure you are.
I would like to be on your list.
Okay, I'll put you down right now, because that's what I'm working on.
Well, if this is any help to the person that was asking about the protein, I know when I first started, I wasn't having that energy. I think Nancy can remember that, and I was just tired and.
Is it?
Not my.
Lightheaded.
Yeah, not my. You know, not. Huh?
You were lightheaded.
Yeah, I was lightheaded and everything. And what I did is I really started journaling and writing things down to make sure that I was having adequate amount of foods, because I do work out a lot. I walk about 3 or 4 miles every day, and then I do karate at least 4 or 5 days now. And I do work out a lot, so I have to make sure that I have adequate good food, not just junk food because I'm hungry.
That's a good point. Anyone else have any questions, thoughts, concerns? I know it's late, but I just came across something that I have in front of me, especially since we're in the midst of summer, the importance of not getting dehydrated. And you have to listen to your body. You know, if your lips are dry, you're way over time to be taking a drink. But there are other signs, too. You may feel tired for no reason, difficulty concentrating. Your heart rate might even be a little bit elevated. These are signs of dehydration. Also, check your fluid output. If your urine is really yellow, you are not getting enough water. If it smells really strong, something's going on, you need to get some more water in you. And we know how easy it is to fix, right, Anita? If you're still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
and a lot of people, as we talked before, confuse hunger with thirst. And so maybe the best thing to first do when you think that you want something to eat is to take a glass or two of water. And 2 or 3 glasses at a time is ample. You don't want to OD on that either. But you need to be aware, especially in the summer in this heat, that you need more water, especially if you're outside working. This is something I'd not heard before. Thirst could also be a chemical response to eating. Eating food increases the thickness of your blood. Never knew that. And your blood senses the need to dilute it. And so that's why you become thirsty, so that the blood can thin out again. Great way to avoid confusing your hormonal reaction to food to make sure that your response to thirst activation doesn't contain empty calories, like the ones in soft drinks or alcohol. Your thirst center doesn't care whether it's getting zero-calorie water or a mega-caloric frappe. And just a little thing on watermelon I also have. It's full of lycopene. It makes your skin pretty, probably because there's so much water in it. And it's practically calorie-free now that we can eat watermelon. It's, you know, I bought one the other day. It's really sweet. There are only fewer than 50 calories in a cup of watermelon, 141 grams of water per cubic cup. So, per cubed cup. So watermelon's a good thing to add to your diet now that it's out there and good. There's some good qualities. And also, before you cut your watermelon, you're better off keeping it not chilled and cutting it at room temperature and using it that way. And then after it's cut, obviously, you have to put it in the refrigerator. But it's better for the watermelon to keep it at room temperature until you're ready to, because it continues to get more cell-protecting antioxidants, lycopene and beta-carotene. So that's for your eyes also. There's your watermelon for your eyes, Darlene. So just a couple of tips.
That gives me an excuse to have it more.
Well, it's funny because I, for some reason, got up four times during the night, which I was not happy about. And then I realized that when it was the watermelon, you know, I had fruit salad as my evening snack, which I do every night. But I had watermelon in there last night that I haven't had, you know, for a week or so. Maybe it could act as a diuretic, too. Or else it was just more fluid than I'm used to at that hour.
You know, something else as a diuretic is, which I never knew, is asparagus.
Oh, I knew that. And it stinks.
Oh, I love asparagus.
But it smells when it comes out in the urine.
That's right.
It has a metallic smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I knew that it's a diuretic, yeah. As is tea. And in fact, white tea has more antioxidants than green tea, I just heard. So, yeah. Well, guys, we are definitely way past the time now. Anyone have any last comments, questions, concerns before we close for the day? Well, I hope that everybody got one thing that we talked about. We talked about a lot of things this morning, and I hope that at least one thing you can carry with you until the next time we come back. Have a great day. Thanks for everybody's participation, and we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Nancy. Good call.
Some things.